Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
So, okay, I'm going to hold it down while the rest of the crew gets here. It's Monstrous Monday, getting the week going. Shit, I'm going to start off where we started off on Friday, grooving a little bit. This is 17. I don't know how to say this little cat name. The song's called Hold Up, Monstrous Monday. We're starting out with the young head, him and Wild Woody. Now, hold up. Let's go ahead and get into it. Monstrous Monday, what a roar. DJ E Monster, the Monstar.
Yeah, he acting like he know me, told that to hold up. She tryna fuck after the show, like, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Hit my dance up in the no, I ain't finished.
Hold up.
Yeah, I told that catch me outside. We got the straps, we outside. Stepping in the club, then after that, we stepping outside. Pop the trunk and make some choppers, get the clapping outside. We get put up out the club, we gon' be acting outside. Where the liquor at? Where my killers at? The ratchet bitch on me to but I ain't feeling it. We turning up straight to the roof like where the ceiling at. Straight from the block back to the booth like come and get a pack. Get out your feelings,
yeah.
You know I'm really,
yeah.
Like bend it over, let me bungee jump up in it,
yeah.
And he ain't with it yet,
but acting like he with it,
yeah. Catch him white drunk, put some hollows in his bitty,
yeah.
Nigga gon' hate more money, more pride. In the VIP section, tell him bring some more bottles. VIP, yeah, we flexin' in your when I stand, but she thinking to herself why he ain't taking on my shirt. I told that bitch to
hold up.
Yeah, he acting like he know me, told that
to hold up.
She tryna fuck after the show, like, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Hit my dance up in this, no, I ain't finished.
Hold up.
Yeah, I told that bitch catch me outside. We got the straps, we outside. Stepping in the club, then after that, we stepping outside. Pop the trunk and make some choppers, get the clapping outside. We get put up out the club, we gon' be acting outside. What's the business? Off the top of watch my penis. You gon' let me talk my shit, know what I pay for these events.
He tryna stab a nigga up, I'm bad as fuck.
Ho,
yeah, and goon tryna grab a nigga. Like, ooh, all these
ooh.
And it's staying in my pocket, yeah, these fools.
They got these niggas muggin', but I feel like side step, right, left, got this duckin'.
Pulling on my shirt, made him go on the city. Little jab, right hook, then I uppercut with it. But all this fucking and jumping, and it's gonna turn us up. Go to pushing and stuffing, and I'ma burn me stuff.
Pulling on my shirt, I told that
hold up.
Yeah, he acting like he know me, told that
hold up.
She tryna fuck after the show, like, wait a minute.
Hold up.
Hit my dance up in this, no, I ain't finished.
Hold up.
Yeah, I told that catch me outside. We got the straps, we outside. Stepping in the club, then after that, we stepping outside. Pop the trunk and make some choppers. Clapping outside, we get put up out the club, we gon' be acting outside.
Hold up now, it's Monstrous Monday. We getting the week going with a roar. Don't forget our show has been brought to you by the book author, Miss Unbelievable. Her book, Soul of Me Speaks, you can find that at thesoulofmespeaks.com. Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, and I forgot who else. It is what it is. So, all right, let's check in with Miss Unbelievable, see what she got going on this week. What's going on?
What's up? Hold up.
How you doing?
Hold up. I'm good. How you doing? I'm good.
I'm monstrous.
How you doing?
So, you about ready to get today going to get people, you know, we try to give people that little burst of inspiration, whether it's through conversation, on musical instrumentation. You see, I used to be a rapper. So what we on this week? I mean, I know we got a Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. We got a chat block. Is there anything else special we got going on this week? We're going to hear from you and your spoken word coming up this week on Comma Cafe.
Yes, we're going to hear from me. And I got a special guest, you know, with me on Spoken Word. It's going to be DJ Imasa. He's going to do some spoken word with me this week.
I am.
Yes, you are. And, you know, it's been interesting. People have been hitting my inbox and on Facebook, and they're like, I got questions for your show. Can I come on and can I talk about them? I was like, absolutely. So, yeah, I got some fun stuff going down.
Okay. So, what's some of the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat for the night?
Okay, well, we got somebody stealing from, We got somebody who passed away. We got Tyler Perry. You know, and then, you know, we got North Korea news. So is he dead or is he alive? That's the question. Of course, I got some updates for Pastor Tony Spell, because y'all know some updates with Chicago. And murder suspect got some with him. Update with Floyd. That's about it.
Okay. Sounds like we got something for him tonight.
We do,
I
want to give a monster shout out to Jazzy B. She got another promotion, y'all. So when she comes through, you know, that's our boss lady, you know. She's been working. So she's got another promotion to tell us about. So big up, Jazzy B. Big up. Yeah.
That's what's up. I ain't trying to steal her shine, though. But she's getting acclimated. She's moving up because ain't nobody else coming to work. I'm just saying, boom.
Ooh.
I'm just playing. My dog be getting it in. She earns her position. So, all right, check it out. Until she get here and smack me like Debo across the table, we're going to play this Jay Watt. It's called Moment, because I'm going to be having a moment when she get here and hear my comment.
Yes,
boo-boo.
You are. We live, y'all.
Two pieces of biscuit.
Two pieces.
563-993-411. Join the conversation.
Come talk to me, baby. This way you need to be, baby. A lot of women in here, you the one I need, baby. If I ever get a chance, it's gonna be crazy. Baby, we gon' get it, baby. You can run a city, baby. We can do some ratchet, let's do some Henny, baby. I can tell that you legit dope, like you moving. Cause you look so sexy, it really turns me on. It blows my mind. Another runaway girl. Being good together, let's be great, girl. We gon' go and get this money, let's get paid. Bank trips, MIA, STK, in LA. You look like you need a break. When you feel inside, you can sit down on my face. How many licks does it take to take your soul away? No more of the pain. I just wanna make a day. Say my name. Let's go.
New music with a roar. That's Jay Watts for a moment right here on Monster US Radio Podcast. You can find more about us or our show or listen to our 24-hour stream. It is free at monsterradio.com. So, all right, we're bringing it back. I still got Miss Unbelievable with me. Let's see what. We still got a couple minutes to spare. I'm trying to think what we can do to fill the time. I don't know. Let's see. Is there anything special going on this week? Huh?
I mean, every day is special. You know, how was your week? Like, what did you do? I mean, everything's special with me. You know what I'm just saying. But how was your week?
My weekend was working. That's all I do all weekend. You dig? I go to work, come home, go to sleep, get up, and go right back to work. And then I chill all week. But, yeah, that's what I did. I pretty much worked. As a matter of fact, congratulations to everybody that went back to work today. I don't know about y'all state, but in Minnesota, on Monday, as of today, I believe, some people are allowed back to work. It's still, you have to have
really?
The social distancing. Yeah, but they're allowing certain companies, like warehouses, certain warehouses and things like that, to open back up and let people get back to work. It's mainly like, say, like order picking type shit where you could be alone at work. You know what I mean? Those type of things. Janitorial stuff. Well, they probably already got janitorial stuff going to keep buildings clean. But you get what I'm saying. The places that were closed, some of them are reopening. Not everybody, but some people are allowed to get back to work. So congratulations to the youth, to those of you out there. Even though some of y'all hating it, like, fuck, I got to go back to work. Ah! I just got my stimulus money. I ain't even hit the mall yet. but, yeah,
true.
Congratulations to those folks. And people that got their stimulus money because, hopefully y'all doing something real with it. I'm just saying, hope you're not just out there fucking it off, buying, the shit you really don't need. Hopefully you're doing something real with it or sitting on it or something. But as some people, as a meme I put out there, I had a meme of Debo. I don't know if you've seen that. And people put the meme said, basically, you, I got my stimulus money, I got $1,200, and then it says your landlord, and it got Debo, I got $1,200.
Yes, I seen that. I was cracking up. I was like, true that, true that.
Right. Well, some of y'all thought that little $1,200 was going to come to you. It went to your landlord.
It's like, it ain't coming to you, boo-boo. You thought it was coming to you, but it's not coming to you.
Right. The only thing that's good about that is, the main thing that's good about that is, ain't nobody finna get lied to about why their stimulus money didn't get flipped. Because, you know, you always got that couple. Where the dude's like, hey, baby, give me that money and I'm going to flip it. And I'm going to come back and we're going to live lavish. We're going to take trips. Da, 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 da. 2 weeks later, she can't get a hold of him. And then when she do, he talking about, I got robbed. If you don't get your little boobity boop boop scandalous ass up out of here, let me keep my little stimulus money. It happens. I'm just saying. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You did it in your 20s. Gave up your little tax check to your boyfriend. He's talking about, I'm finna go flip bills. You better keep that. You better flip it from your right pocket to your left pocket, front pocket.
They don't know how to do that.
Flip it. Right, man. Sorry. I mean, how was your weekend? We talking about, man, how was your one?
You know, mine was full of family and friends. And, a lot of good conversation. You know what I'm saying? Make you go, stuff to pat you on the back and talk about, bitch, you grown. You know what I'm saying? That's grown woman shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't say that. But it was just like good conversation that hit home, and it was not just with one person. You know, it was that stimulating conversation all around. You can't get that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like far and in between. But Yeah, it was real nice. What else did I do? I helped somebody else spend their stimulus check because I ain't got one. You know, that's always spending somebody else's money.
Okay.
I did that, yep. What happened?
Okay, that's what's up. That's, no, I said co-sign.
Yeah. I had fun. I spent somebody else's money. It wasn't mine, but you know that it was up. You know, I spent it wisely. And what else? That's about. I got drank a lot. You know, this was drink weekend. You know, drank. You know, was drinking weekend. Yeah, I got. But I didn't get drunk. You know how you drink, but you didn't get drunk not to, you know, get hooked up. You just drank a little bit to just get buzzed. I did that. And then I had a conversation with someone who thought that Doucet was the same as Hennessy. I mean, I wanted to throw him out. Yeah. I was like, boy, Doucet is not the same as Hennessy. Okay? No, boo-boo. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. First of all, I don't know what the hell Doucet, Deuce Deuce, Goose Goose, I don't know what none of that is. And number two, it never works for me whenever I personally try to drink and not get drunk. It never helps. I'm a cheap date, lightweight, whatever you want to call it. Slushy fake, it doesn't matter. Every time I go, okay, yes, I'm just going to have a little bit, I end up slurry as a motherfucker, kicked out the event. You understand me? I'm risking having to put together bail money while I was over there talking about, I'm just going to have a little bit. No, I'm going to be good. I'm just going to sip this and get a little buzz. Just to, you know, make me feel better. Next thing you know, that's right. You know what I don't like about you, motherfucker? Your problem is. You know, you drunk when you tell your friends your problem. You know what's wrong with you, motherfucker? Your problem is. You think you're too good. That's, you know, you drunk and you had way too much, and you need a whooping. That's just what you need.
Well, that lets you know
you
ain't gonna have no friends.
Again.
That lets you know that, you know, when you get sober and you wonder why he ain't called you again or invited you back over, you that friend. Yep, you that friend. That you done hurt their feelings by telling them the truth while you
that,
was drunk.
Right, it's either that or it's that friend the next day and be like, see, I didn't mean to do your eye like that. But your mouth was just talking a little too loose.
I didn't mean to punch you like that.
But your mouth was just a little too loose, player. So what we gonna do for lunch?
Right. Be like, or you be like, you know, you could get drunk by yourself, but I ain't gonna get drunk with you no more, partner. You done fucked up. You done fucked the whole situation up. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it is what it is. So, at least you didn't get slapped. You enjoyed your weekend. I made some money.
I did.
My weekend starts today. It's my Saturday, actually, because I didn't have to. Today's my Friday, because I got off today. Yep, today's my Friday, and I ain't got to go back to work for at least 2-3 days. So I'm good. We're going to ride it out this week. It's going to be good. I'm not going to be like last week. Motherfucker said that I needed a Snicker on Friday. Shut up. I was hungry. It is what it is. If you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, they said you didn't need a Snicker.
From Friday.
You needed more than a Snicker. You didn't see the.
I needed a whooping.
Someone said that. No, they said you needed something more than a whooping.
What'd they say?
I'm just going, huh?
What did I need?
They said you sound like you needed some sex. Some sex. They said it sounded like you was deprived.
They said I sounded thirsty. Ain't this about a bitch? I'm about to go off again. I tell you what. We're going to take this break. We're going to come back with my thirsty ass. Ain't this about a... Call me thirsty.
First she love you, then she block you, boy, and fuck up.
It's the remix, and you know what's up. Hey, it goes
down.
It goes down in the DM.
It goes down
in the DM.
It goes down, it goes down.
It goes down in the DM.
It goes down.
It goes down in the DM.
It goes down, it goes down.
Snapchat me that pussy, ooh. Or FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Boy, my DM poppin'. My DM just caught a body. If you screenshot, you the police. 10 lights, you want OD. Follow shorty, then unfollow, then follow back. That's so
she
mean.
She like I killed them. Bitch, I killed them. Really killed them. Bitch, you won't look like that if you undo all them filters.
Angles. I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
Your dick ain't good enough to be styling on me. Use a bitch ass nigga to keep on wilding on me. Hit my side nigga quick fast. Pull up in that
quick fast.
I ain't talking pancakes, but he flip a brick fast. A bunch of bad bitches ain't doing the dab bitches. Doobie and some bangs, couple C's on they bag bitches. Fuck you mean, fuck your little mean. Even Queen B had to tell him I'm the queen. Check the D, blessed indeed. The executive producer, bitch, rest in peace. Then he put his hands in my pants, felt some thick lips and got wood. He said Kylie was good, I said Miley was good. I said could you pay my bills like O'Reilly was good. I just sit back and observe all these niggas that I done curved. If it go down on your DM, then baby boy, you lucky. Cause 99.9% of these fuck boys can't fuck me.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down.
Yo,
in the DM.
Yo.
It go down.
I see your man post a quote and a pic in bed. So I hit them in the DM like, hey, big head. Remember when I was your woman crush? He said, yeah. Told him that I'm headed home. He could meet me there. Try to beat me there. Let me be clear. Is you eating ass too? Nigga, pinky swear. I'm just looking for a dude that could eat the twat. Do we make more dough than the pizza shop? Do we dress every day like it's Easter Sunday? Can he give me more head than Peggy Bundy? Man, fuck I look like turning down some dome. Man, that's sorta like a dog turning down some bone. Nigga know that I'm a 10, that's a lean on my lens. I don't need another friend, it's just me and my ends. I said what you like about me, he said that's your ass fat. He said would I let them eat this ice cream out my ass crack. He said that is abstract, he said yo, yo ass crack. I told him I never front and then I do that ass back.
Down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
Snapchat me that pussy. Move.
Snapchat me that pussy. If it's cool.
Snapchat me that pussy.
Snapchat me that pussy. If it's cool.
I seen your girl post a
DM. Yeah, Monster is Monday. Here with your thirsty DJ, DJ E Monster. I must still be thirsty. Right, I must still be thirsty because I was about to turn it off when she was talking about eating booty. I'm like, you ain't just gonna come on my network talking about eating booty. The fuck? I don't give a fuck whose Minaj you is. Get it? I'm just saying, man.
Eating booty.
Fuck around, get a throat infection. So, all right, we ain't going to judge you. We just pray for you. Call us up, 563-999-3411. Get me. We're going to open the lines here in just a little bit. Let's see. We got our who's bumping, who's getting fat. You got something that's going on in your neighborhood. Let us know. It's what we call monstrous up close. Let us know what's going on. And, yeah, keep the people informed. That's what this podcast is all about. It's a platform for us to expose the things that we do. underground news, and those things of that nature. So, all right, let's get into it. So, who we got on this, who's bumping who, and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment gossip lifestyle. Who we got on the chop block? Who's going to get their head busted?
I want to talk about this chair taker first, okay? This is the shaking your head. That's what this is called, shaking your head. I see you shaking your head with me. So a caretaker steals a $13K engagement ring from a woman dying of coronavirus. So a Denver caretaker is making national headline news because she swiped a $13,000 ring from a dying woman. Elizabeth Daniel from Aurora has been charged with theft at risk of a senior, providing false statements to a pawnbroker, and criminal possession of a financial transaction device. The caretaker was aiding an 86-year-old lady who allegedly stole and pawned her diamond engagement ring several days before the woman's death. The family is reeling not only from the theft, but because Ms. Gus, who was the lady's name, passed away from the coronavirus. The woman's family contacted the police while they were making funeral arrangements and realized her credit card was stolen and purchases were being made. Then they discovered her engagement ring had been stolen and pawned. A arrest affidavit was secured the same day. And yes, if y'all want to know, is she black? Absolutely. She's black. And there you go.
Okay. Let's see. All I can say is stone her. Come on, man. I mean, I understand opportunists, that type of thing, but you can't be a caregiver and be stealing from people because people put you in a vulnerable position. That's considered like a vulnerable adult. Like you're stealing from like a person with autism or, you know, any other type of illness. Where someone can't speak up, whatever. But this, you know, 86-year-old lady, they're paying you to come in there and take care of that lady. Like, okay. I guess some people may not understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying, they gave you a job to support your family and do what you do. And this is what you do in return. I understand sometimes opportunities look very, very lucrative to people. But sometimes you got to think about it. The bigger picture. An example, okay, now she done stole that ring, she done took the credit card, she done had a little lick, she pulled a little lick. But guess what? Mm-hmm. Now your ass going to jail. You come out, you can't do that nice little job you had before. You don't just threw everything away for a little 13, okay, we'll say they might have got 5,000 off of that. We'll just give you even $20,000. Now you got to go to jail. You come home, your pay rate, is going to be dramatically decreased because that's considered like a felony, if I'm not mistaken. That's a felony offense. Now you got a felony. You can't go to any industry where you have to touch money or be in charge of anything that has to do with accounts for a little funky ass ring and some cash. In the long run, caregivers make money. You'll make that money in 3 months, in a year. We'll just say a year. But you're about to do like 5 to 7. You would have made that money in a year, still out kicking it. God, the corona opened up. You'd have been partying, getting you some real dick. Now you in jail over a little funky. See, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people look at that little lucrative shit and don't think of the long run. Like, I've seen people steal fucking power tools from work. We get paid $25 an hour. You couldn't take 3 hours of your time and dedicate that to go buying that power tool you just stole, and now you lost your job. Shaking your motherfucking head. I'm not shaking mine. I'm grabbing you by the ear, shaking your motherfucking head. That's what we call it. I'm glad you said that, shaking your head. That's what we're not shaking our head. We're shaking your head, you dumb motherfucker. But okay. Okay, you want a rebuttal on that, and then we can move on, because I don't like that. Stole from that little old lady.
you know, I don't like that. I have nothing,
you know what?
Because
I even remember when we used to not do shit because we say that'll make black folk look bad. I remember when, at least in my neighborhood, there's certain things we wouldn't do because we say that'll make our people look bad. It originally started out with selling dope, but you get what I'm saying. So sometimes people think about that shit. The shit you do gonna make your people look bad, whether it's your whole race or just your last name. Hello, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's just foul. We are at a time where this is the kind of stuff that we're asking you not to do. Like, this is why we're on a reset to change your thinking of what not to do. You know what I'm saying? Not to get yourself in jail. We want you to be out of jail. Like, are you kidding me? Like, the government is giving you stimulus money. They're giving you stuff, and now you want to sell it? How, you must be on drugs or something, because that's literally dumb. Like, you are a dumb criminal. Like, I would just say dumb criminal. You are a dumb criminal. That or you just didn't want to be out in life. Like, you just want to go to jail. Like, you must have been in jail. You was on a program. And you just had to go back because that was dumb. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That was dumb. That was a dumb move.
Dumb move.
Yeah. Cuban Gooding Sr. Died at 72. Overdose. That was young. Yeah. So Cuban Gooding Sr. He was a popular singer. And father to, you know, Cuban Gooding. And I can't remember what the younger son's name, but he's an actor, too, was found dead in San Fernando Valley. They found him slumped over in his Jag. Fire departments responded and could not resuscitate him. They were told there was an empty bottle booze container in the car. And sometimes he thinks he died from an overdose. From alcohol, he must have been taking some else. He was the lead singer of the group called The Main Ingredient, whose song Everybody Plays the Fool. You know, I think it's Everybody Plays the Fool sometimes. So, Omar was his son. That was the other one. So it was Cuba and Omar. So rest in peace. And they look like their dad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, yeah, they look like them. Yeah, they could not deny. Ain't no denying that. It is. There's no denying that. He couldn't deny them kids if he tried. No, you're saying possible, buddy. You did. He couldn't deny them even if he tried. He didn't. I'm just saying, but you get what I'm saying. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember when Cuba Gooding Jr. First came out. And I was like, he looked like that singer guy. And then I realized that's his motherfucking son. That's why. And then the youngest brother, Omar, he usually plays like thugs and stuff in movies. I'm trying to think of the movies he played in. He's a good actor.
But,
I think he even played on like, I think he might even been on like the Childhood Network at first. Doing stuff.
Remember
on
he
there,
started
but, yeah.
on, yep. He started with what was that show with he was that comedian, Carrie. Carrie's his last name.
I'm talking about the two goofy kids.
Yeah, he was one of the goofy kids. I forget. It was old back in the day show though.
Yeah, I just can't think of the name of the show. I'm trying to look his stuff up here, but it doesn't say Wild and Crazy Kids. Maybe that's what it was. Family Time, Playmakers.
Family Time,
he was
on Family Time.
You know, it's just a couple of things he was on.
Anyway, they were good actors. But, you know, Cuban Gooding, you know, he's still going through his legal issues. You know, we ain't heard too much, but, you know, he's been caught up for sexual assault and sexual touching and inappropriate, all that other stuff, just as the other ones are. But I haven't heard the update with him. So some woman, you know, said that he touched her inappropriately. I think one other woman's called rape. Yeah, but I haven't heard the update on them.
Right.
On him. So I've been waiting, but yeah, nothing has came up on him.
I do remember hearing that.
Him. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're going to see. He's going to be the next one. I'm going to be Weinstein, Cosby, and Gooden. I guess we're going to see how it turned out.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got? I got
another
song.
How Georgia's,
I'm trying to wait for it to load.
Okay, so you know how we got Atlanta's opening back up. So Tyler Perry's working on creating a safe way to reopen his ATL studio, of course. Tyler Perry isn't jumping to reopen his 300 acres fast, but he's learned he's working on a really unique, interesting, and safe way to shoot TV shows there during this pandemic. Tyler Perry is currently running up the flagpole with his studio execs and going like this. Production that shoots at his facility will have the cast and crew check in on the first day of filming. Everyone will be tested, and everyone who tests negative will be invited on the lot, and they will be doing a live during the whole production, so everything will be live. They will use the facility, Army Base, that holds 144 barracks on site. There is homes, there's houses. So basically, people can be there. There's gyms, there's a bar, there's a restaurant, there's a hospital. Being built for the show, and we're told that it can be functioned as a real hospital. They're going to bring a doctor and a nurse on board. They're saying that if he reopens, he's going to do 6 TV shows, each taking about 2.5 weeks to film. So the cast and crew will show up and stay there for about 3 weeks. They will get checked every day. They'll get extra pay for dealing with the circumstances. The situation is still open. He will pay extras, but they will have to definitely do medical. They will have to not have any family medical needs. And Tyler Perry said there will be no unions or other issues, but it sounds like a creative way to deal with both the virus and the economy.
See, now, that's kind of innovative, or I should say that's innovative. And I was just thinking that, too. I was like, now, what if, I mean, I guess the only way to really get shit going is, say, like, his studio or whatever could be its own little city. Like you said, it's got its hospital, blah, 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 da-da-da-da-da. Now, in order to get in there to do the work, and I'm pretty sure this is what he's doing, and this is how it could be, and I mean, try to figure out how it can work on the masses with other people, but say, like, you go live on the compound. You got to get checked to go in. You good, you clear, da-da-da, you can come in, get back to work, do everything, da-da-da. Everybody in there is clean. Everybody in there is clear. Like I said, keep checking everybody every day, and everything can be back functional. Somebody fucked up or something ain't right, you got to go. If all else fails, hey, shut them up. Everybody go back home, back to quarantine, whatever. At least you're attempting. But I think that's the only way. I mean, I don't know any other way how you could do it. I know it sounds like some Game of Thrones or some shit like that, but I mean, what else can we do at this point? I mean, just, I guess, still stay home. But you get what I'm saying? Like, you can have a compound where only people you get cleared go in. Now you can go in and go back to work. But I guess, really, how much work is that really? Cause, I mean, how much money is really coming in? Because you need outside money. I guess you can run some internet shit, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to figure out other ways how people can get back to a little more normal life than, you know, just getting cabin fever. I mean, how can we make this work? Because, I mean, I think it's cool, honestly. I love the low traffic. Not too many nutso out there. Crime gone down. But That's just me. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody else is trying to get back to the norm, what they call the norm. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it would be nice to go out and kick it, though. I'm not going to lie. You know us. We'll party life. Party life. I'm getting old. I ain't trying to die just sitting in the house. Shit, I'm trying to die coming home from a party. Too much liquor. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm just saying, you know, it's about time to get out and kick it with a bunch of friends and socialize. I'm ready. I know I usually ain't. I know. I'm just saying. But now I'm ready. I need to hang out with y'all motherfuckers I don't like so it can remind me why I don't like y'all with my thirsty ass. Anyway, what else we got?
You ain't got no music.
I got some music. Fuck it. Here's some new music for y'all with my thirsty ass. Sano Alagara. I don't know how to say her name. I'm too thirsty. And Pharrell, this is the Woe Remix. Monstrous Radio. Online radio with a roar.
Somebody
apparently,
please help
we don't...
me.
Call us up. Help her out. 563-999-3411. Hopefully I won't hang up, though.
That's what, oh, the Lord. Don't start. He'll keep you on.
Can I touch your lips with mine? Cause I need you now. Don't wanna leave, I just wanna be here by your side. You make me feel and believe that we invest and die. Cause I don't feel the ground. No, I don't feel the ground. But I'm feeling right. I tell you what it's all about. But you make me feel this way. It's kinda like, whoa.
Wasn't feeling like this at first. Drips coming down like little birds. Coming from your sky, baby, listen to your vibe. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Arm, leg, arm, head. Plus the womb makes you a sex. And when we make the matrix glitch. I'm on you, we undo, okay, switch. Pass on electricity through the lips. Heat the ones I kiss, they make me moan with a lisp. I mean high key like high C, why me? I mean the alien guy with the high cheeks. The only second language that I speak is your body on like 5G. All your limbs is kicking like Tai Chi. Oh, you ever seen them people do the hyphy? Two melodies that come to life. Now listen, we come to life. Put us on top, each other we harmonize. And we hit the high notes like we both Mariah. And we see the same color, we both see white. Synesthesia sends our mind, tones and vibes. Images so we sync, our zones align. And we both rolling over like whoa, high.
Some Woosah music for y'all.
Yes,
no,
it is.
Alagara featuring Pharrell Williams. That's the Woe Remix right here on the Monster US Radio Podcast, sponsored by the Soul of Me Speaks book author, Miss Unbelievable E to the K. You can find her book at thesoulofmespeaks.com. When you support movement, you support the show, and that's how we can continue to bring you the show for free through the sponsorship. So I, it's unbelievable. Who else we got on the chop block?
Y'all know we got Pastor. This is an update. Pastor Tory Spell. Y'all know he's the defiant pastor that I talk about all the time.
He defies law wearing ankle bracelet Sunday service pack. Now, okay. Tony Spelling is flirting with death yet again because he defied authorities again and jammed people in his church despite being on house arrest. Spell displayed his ankle bracelet to his congregation, saying it was a crying shame that people have to hide. Unlike most responsible religious leader, he has not been performing service virtually. Shockingly, Spell blurted out that his congregation is practicing social distancing because if they were not self-quarantined in the same house, they were told not to touch. That's not social distancing. It means physical, being at least 6 feet away, which they weren't. As for the pesky problem when Spell was arrested for allegedly trying to run over a protester and placed on home confinement, well, the chief of Baton Rouge would not be able to judge whether he's picked up or not and what his punishment will be. One thing is clear, Spell will continue to defy the law, doctors, and scientists as he puts his entire congregation at risk in a state where the virus has exploded and caused misery and death. Chief Concord says it's a blatant disrespect to the law and to the judge's order. It's further proof that Tony Spell is out for himself and has no respect for the law or for religion. And it gets crazier. There's a protest scheduled Monday outside the PD to protest the unconditional arrest of Tony Spell organized by another TV evangelist. It is not as simple as saying if they want to die, then they're right, because we have learned in other states one massive event like spring break or even a funeral can cause a catastrophic outbreak.
Right, and apparently there's a lot of protests going on about the whole quarantine and people staying inside. So this isn't like just an isolated incident just to that situation. Honestly, if you know how things go, you kind of knew that was going to come. You know what I mean? That, mm-hmm. you know, they were going to end up protesting, so on and so forth. I didn't think he was going to take it that far, to the point where he was actually going to make it to where he got arrested, so on and so forth. But, you know, when you believe in something strongly, you know, you go to jail for it. You lay your life down for it when you really believe in something. And I think that's what a lot of it's going to come down to, because, you know, hey, when people are religious, that's the thing that they lay everything down for, their God. And you can't tamper with that. So I think that's what's really happening there. But, yeah, it's a lot of protests going on. There's all kinds of people out there. I believe there was a protest last week where a lot of people took to the streets all over and saying, you know, it's about time we get back to work, so on and so forth. So there's going to be a lot of this stuff coming up here in the next, you know, and we'll just say in the future.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think so.
I have nothing to say about this man. I think he's not for no one but himself. And I think, you know, once he's locked up, somebody else will take his place. So it's sad.
Yeah, they got another evangelist trying to take his place now outside.
Absolutely. Right. I know that. Anyway. So did you hear about that party in Chicago?
I seen a meme.
You hear about that house party?
I didn't know that was real. That was real?
Yeah, that was real. 1,000 people attended a house party. What? Us worry? So you have some people in there with masks. You have some people not in masks. You have some people drinking. If you had any doubt of the coronavirus are about to explode because of reckless conduct, check out the video. Yes. It has been erased, but of course, before it got erased, 1,000 people ignored the stern warnings of doctors and scientists in a city that has been ravaged by the virus and jammed into a house on the west side of Chicago. You see what looks about 100 people in just one room dancing and music blazed in the background. The rest of the house was also packed with people. It goes without saying, but there is no visible social distancing, none. You see maybe a few having a mask on, fact is things are coming apart at the seams in Los Angeles. We're out about, and everybody in Atlanta was out and about. Nobody wearing their masks, and you got it caught on video. And that party was real. I know some people who had relatives went to that party. They said it was for real, bumping and jumping up in there. For real. It was going down.
Right, okay. What side of Chicago was that on? Did they say? Because I ain't never been to no house in Chicago, and you can fit 100 people in one room.
They said 1,000. They said 1,000 people was in that home. I don't think it was 1,000. I think they was being, you know, dramatic.
Exactly.
But it looked like a lot of people was in that house. Like, it was on West Side. You know, on the West Side, they do got big houses. They were just saying they were people everywhere. Like, on the video, when you see the video, there is people everywhere. Like, everywhere. It's almost like, you remember how you used to have house parties and they're in every part of your home? Like, some people just have it in the basement. No, they're in the basement.
Right.
They're in the living room. They're in the dining room. They're upstairs.
Yeah.
They're outside. Yeah. It's one of those.
Well, I'll tell you this. If it was really like that, they going to catch whoever did it, because they going to say, my party was jumping. Fuck what you heard.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my next party.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm making light of the situation, but you know, if you I used to throw parties. I ain't no way. I don't care with no who come knocking at my door. Ain't no way I'm letting that get by that was my party. I'm just saying, they talking about my party around the world. I had a Rona party. Don't y'all go out throw no damn Rona party. Stay your ass at home. Don't do that shit. Because here's one thing, like, I be thinking about when I see all those people like that. And, you know, they trying to say everything about people, keeping people in the house and shit like that. Lord forbid that this is some real shit. Because, you know, I be on some bullshit sometimes. It's unbelievable. I be on some straight conspiracy shit. Now, just imagine if the man that be trying to do some funky shit, everybody talking about this shit, some war and all this other shit, with the powers that be, they look for shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's 1,000 people gathering. I'm finna go pop over here and drop the virus. I know some of y'all are like, wait, you taking it too far. No, shit like that happens for real. They could go over there, figure out where it's at, watch it, and be looking for people to gather together and be like, okay, somebody's got to show up over there and boom, do what they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and see, that's, you know what, I'm going to stop because I'm going to be like, see, but I guess at the end of the day, it needs to be done. So, you know, hopefully somebody can do something to help protect people from doing gatherings like this, because that is dangerous right now. Hopefully, you know, nothing to come out of it. And if they help people be like, okay, maybe we can gather more and nothing can happen from it. But,
right.
Man, if motherfuckers ain't learned about the goddamn phone, I'm just saying. Now everybody at risk of going to jail getting tickets because you want to be on your motherfucking phone and blast it on your goddamn page. Now everybody's going to get indicted. Who was Tekashi at the party? That's all I'm saying. Yo, Tekashi at the party. I'm just saying, but I'm going to shut up. Oh, snap. Yeah.
So, Floyd Mayweather is, I'm hurting from family deaths, but I'm helping in COVID-19 battle. So, Floyd Mayweather admits he's been dealing with a lot, namely the deaths of his uncle and his mother of his children, but vows to turn his focus on helping people. Both Roger Mayweather, Floyd's uncle, and Josie Harris, who has 3 kids with Floyd, died back in March within days of each other. Roger was dealing with health issues. Josie's death was unexpected, and also with his daughter, you know, having her court case. So he's like, but he's going to stay in the fight. He made close to $1 billion in fight money, says he's turning it over to the COVID-19, promised to help those in need with everything going on. He says he's going to continue to do his part. He said he will give back, and as long as God knows that he's doing a good deed, that's what is important to him. He ended with this: to everyone in the world, from Floyd Mayweather and the Money Team, we love you all, and we will always be there for this country as well as this world. So he just wants people to know he's still doing his part. Now, the biggest story before, because we're getting close to the end, is the North Korean. They said he was dead. Now they're saying he's alive. They saying he penned a he penned a letter to his people saying he's better. He's getting as strong every day, and he's absolutely fine. They said he's died. He's in a vegetative state. So of course North Korea is not going to tell the truth of what's going on. So I will keep you updated if he's really dead. Because right now, they're saying he's not dead. He is alive. But they're saying that Trump believes that that Kim is failing in health are fake. They think he's still alive. They don't think he's dead. They think he's going to rise and still do some crazy shit. So they're saying don't believe anything until they have complete proof that this man is either dead or alive.
So what they think he's going to try to do, like, come back as some kind of messiah? He's been like, you know what I mean, be the new Jesus or something? Is that what they're trying to say he's trying to do? Fake a death and come back to life? Is that what they're trying to say?
I don't even know. But you know how secretive they are. And so they don't want to sound like they're weak. They don't want them to see, you know, think that they don't got their leader. So I think that he's going to be dead and they're just waiting to put somebody in place.
Right. Well, what you mean, put somebody, what, they're going to clone his ass? What can they do? The only thing they can do now is show him in public. That's about all they can do to prove to people that he's still alive. They're going to have to, show some footage or something. Other than that, shit, he gone. I know it sounds prematurely because I ain't seen it. There ain't no death certificate, I guess, but.
Yeah.
If he missing and it's presumed that he's gone, yeah, it's either going to be that, where he trying to pull some funky stuff on his people and be like, oh, he passed and he came back to life or some other stuff like that. But other than that, not him. You talking about Flashy June? That's what I call him, Flashy June. He'll pop out in a hot-ass little suit on y'all with a nice little cut. Y'all see how flashy he is? In his country, he fly. He John Travolta back in the day in his country. He ain't like them other dictators being looking all stiff. No, he cool as shit. I'm like, damn, Joe. So yeah, I think he may have passed already. But I guess maybe he could have been sick, like, in a coma or something. But, he had his own problems with interior assassinations and stuff. So, who knows on that one. But I guess you'll keep us updated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep us definitely posted.
Like a mad wife. Okay. Keep us posted.
Keep you posted. That's all. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat for the night?
Okay. Shit. Looks like that's at the butt of the show. You just made it. So, all right. Let's see. What else we got going on this week? Tomorrow we got the Takeover Tuesday. We still got Wet Wet Wednesday, R&B music only, where it's not all slow, but definitely sexy. Comic Cafe, we can get your Woosa on. We don't want you to get 30 days from being in this quarantine. That's when you can call in and tell them how you feel about it. Look, the show is like, shut up, fool, it's time to go home. You can tell us how you feel about what's going on with the COVID. If you're staying at home, we'll just leave it like that. Let us know what you got going on. That's where you can talk about community issues, things like that. And then we got Friday Night Live, where it used to be DJ Liddy Lit, but she got fired. So I'll be back on the ones and twos on Friday, getting y'all ready for the weekend with my Thursday ass.
We'll see about getting fired.
So, all right. So, all right, you got anything else you want to put out there on our way out?
Y'all, this coronavirus, as much as we want to think that it's a hoax or, you know, it's got a lot of connecting parts, this is real. Now, how you deal with it, how you see it, how you see fit to fit in that to your life, understand it's going to have a ripple effect either way it goes. So, damned if it do, damned if it don't, but understand it happens. You know, people are dying in rapid rates. So just take care of yourself. People who you want to hang with is going to be there. But if you keep doing dumb stuff, you won't be there. So peace out. It's unbelievable. And hit my books up at SolomeSpeaks.com.
Okay, and we're going to leave it on that note. I like the power in the last word she said. So, all right, y'all enjoy the night. Do something monstrous in the morning if you can't do it tonight. And I'll talk to you tomorrow for Takeover Tuesday. Remember, don't do nothing dumb or you need some bail money. Not because I give a fuck, because we need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. See y'all. Peace.
Peace.